Hello, it's the 23rd of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The worldwide microchip crisis has hit Stellantis-owned Vauxhall Motors in Luton. As many as 240 jobs are at stake. Currently, there are 990 employees at the plant. Management proposals would eliminate the night shift and reduce the number to around 750 workers. Modern vehicles rely heavily on computer chips to monitor and regulate vehicle functions. As a result, production activities have been reduced. Representatives from the Unite Union will try to prevent as many job losses as possible. McDonald's currently has 13 locations across the county. The three in Bedford, rated by TripAdvisor, score between 2 and 2.5 out of 5. The biggest customer complaints were cold food and poor service. The Bedfordshire Luton and Milton Keynes Clinical Commissioning Group has proposed a consistent policy regarding fertility services across the region. Currently, the unequal number of available treatment cycles based on region is an issue. In Luton, that number is 3, whereas in the rest of Bedfordshire and Milton Keynes, there is only one cycle available. The group plans to consult with the public regarding resolution. Animal cataract surgery footage was shared yesterday at Whipsnade Zoo. The patient was a rhino named Hugo, observed repeatedly bumping into objects in his paddock. Hugo, who is 19, can now see clearly. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.